Subtest B. Listen to the radio program about Walt Disney. You'll hear the passage twice.
We welcome to the program today John Franklin, who has just completed a series of articles for the magazine Famous People. It features the lives of celebrities who had a rough start, but nevertheless made it to fame and fortune. John, welcome.
Good afternoon.
How many people does the series include?
It's some 30 people. None of them promising youngsters, but eventually very successful.
Well, Walt Disney is one of them. He's known to have raked in millions from films and merchandise, and yet he had very humble beginnings. What were they like? What about his parents?
Walter Elias Walt Disney was born on December the 5th, 1901, in the Hermosa area of Chicago, Illinois. His father was an Irish-Canadian, and his mother was German-American. Disney was one of five children, four boys and a girl. He spent most of his childhood in Marceline, Missouri, where he began drawing, painting, and selling pictures to neighbors and family friends. In 1911, his family moved to Kansas City, where Disney developed a love of trains. His uncle was a train engineer who worked the route between Fort Madison, Iowa, and Marceline. Later, Disney would have a summer job with the railway, selling snacks and newspapers to passengers.
What schools did he go to?
Disney attended McKinley High School in Chicago, where he took drawing and photography classes and contributed cartoons to the school paper. In the evenings, he took courses at the Chicago Art Institute. When he was 16, he dropped out of school to join the army, but was rejected for being underage. Instead, he joined the Red Cross and was sent to France for a year to drive an ambulance.
And what did he do after the war?
He returned from France in 1919 and moved back to Kansas City to pursue a career as a newspaper artist. He met an animator known as Ub Iverks. The two soon set up their own company. In the early 1920s, they made a series of animated shorts for the Newman Theatre chain entitled Newman's Laughagrams. The company soon went bankrupt, though. Walt couldn't pay his rent and was surviving on dog food.
That was the first setback. Were there any others?
Oh, yes, quite a number. He was fired by a newspaper editor because he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. In 1921, he created a cartoon character called Oswald the Rabbit. When he tried to negotiate with his distributor, Universal Studios, they said they'd obtained ownership of the character and they'd hired his artists. When Walt tried to get MGM Studios to distribute Mickey Mouse in 1927, he was told the idea would never work. They said a giant mouse on the screen would terrify women.
Incredible. Later on, Mickey Mouse turned out to be such a success.
But only after sound had made its way into film. The cartoon, called Steamboat Willie, sound and music equipped, with Walt as the voice of Mickey, was an instant sensation. However, there'd been many other disappointments. The Three Little Pigs was rejected by distributors in 1933 because it only had four characters. It was felt at that time that cartoons should have as many figures on the screen as possible. Pinocchio, in 1940, became very expensive. Walt poured extra money into the film's special effects, and it ended up losing $1 million on its first release. And there were more frustrating moments. Walt suffered through his trials, but he learnt from each setback, took even greater risks, and eventually found a recipe for success that worked and reaped fabulous financial rewards.
Look at the first paragraph. It's a summary of the first part of the passage. Study the first paragraph for about 1 minute. Listen to the first part again, and then complete the summary with information from the passage. Write your answers next to numbers 7 to 11. Write only one word or numeral in each of the boxes.
We welcome to the program today John Franklin, who has just completed a series of articles for the magazine Famous People. It features the lives of celebrities who had a rough start, but nevertheless made it to fame and fortune. John, welcome.
Good afternoon.
How many people does the series include?
It's some 30 people. None of them promising youngsters, but eventually very successful.
Well, Walt Disney is one of them. He's known to have raked in millions from films and merchandise, and yet he had very humble beginnings. What were they like? What about his parents?
Walter Elias Walt Disney was born on December the 5th, 1901, in the Hermosa area of Chicago, Illinois. His father was an Irish-Canadian, and his mother was German-American. Disney was one of five children, four boys and a girl. He spent most of his childhood in Marceline, Missouri, where he began drawing, painting, and selling pictures to neighbors and family friends. In 1911, his family moved to Kansas City, where Disney developed a love of trains. His uncle was a train engineer who worked the route between Fort Madison, Iowa, and Marceline. Later, Disney would have a summer job with the railway, selling snacks and newspapers to passengers.
What schools did he go to?
Disney attended McKinley High School in Chicago, where he took drawing and photography classes and contributed cartoons to the school paper. In the evenings, he took courses at the Chicago Art Institute. When he was 16, he dropped out of school to join the army, but was rejected for being underage. Instead, he joined the Red Cross and was sent to France for a year to drive an ambulance.
Now fill in boxes 7 to 11. Study the second paragraph. Listen to the second part.
And what did he do after the war?
He returned from France in 1919 and moved back to Kansas City to pursue a career as a newspaper artist. He met an animator known as Ub Iverx. The two soon set up their own company. In the early 1920s, they made a series of animated shorts for the Newman Theatre chain, entitled Newman's Laughograms. The company soon went bankrupt, though. Walt couldn't pay his rent and was surviving on dog food.
That was the first setback. Were there any others?
Oh, yes. Quite a number. He was fired by a newspaper editor because he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. In 1921, he created a cartoon character called Oswald the Rabbit. When he tried to negotiate with his distributor, Universal Studios, they said they'd obtained ownership of the character and they'd hired his artists. When Walt tried to get MGM Studios to distribute Mickey Mouse in 1927, he was told the idea would never work. They said a giant mouse on the screen would terrify women.
Incredible. Later on, Mickey Mouse turned out to be such a success.
But only after sound had made its way into film. The cartoon, called Steamboat Willie, sound and music equipped, with Walt as the voice of Mickey, was an instant sensation. However, there'd been many other disappointments. The Three Little Pigs was rejected by distributors in 1933, because it only had four characters. It was felt at that time that cartoons should have as many figures on the screen as possible. Pinocchio, in 1940, became very expensive. Walt poured extra money into the film's special effects, and it ended up losing $1 million on its first release. And there were more frustrating moments. Walt suffered through his trials, but he learnt from each setback, took even greater risks, and eventually found a recipe for success that worked and reaped fabulous financial rewards.
Now fill in boxes 12 to 16.